It's coming up on 21 minutes after 11. I'm Nick Harcourt, your host. It's Morning Becomes Eclectic. Alison Krauss and Union Station have a brand new album in stores today called Lonely Runs Both Ways, and they very graciously come in to perform for us. Good morning. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
morning.
Us.
We're going to talk about the album and talk about the collaboration that you guys have been undertaking through the years. This is, what, the 11th album, somebody was just telling me?
We try to count.
We can't decide.
Okay. But it's a few.
We think it's maybe 11.
We're trying not to remember a couple
anywhere
of them, so
three
that's
to
why
11.
We don't know if that's right.
maybe before we go to a set of music, Alison, I can get you to introduce everybody who's in the studio with you this morning.
Okay, playing guitar on this particular song, he switches to banjo, also is Ron Block. And on mandolin right now, who will switch to guitar, is Dan Tominski. Over on bass is Barry Bales. On dobro, Jerry Douglas. And on drums, Larry Adamenuick.
Welcome, everybody. We'll throw it over to you. We'll come back and chat in a short while, but right now, a live set in studio. It's Alison Krauss and Union Station.
Honey, I know you've been lonesome. Why don't you phone some? 'Cause I love you. And honey, I know I've been away some. I've had to pay some, and you have too. But the one thing I know, that when I turn out the light, visions of you, dear, if I'm out of sight, 'cause I'm restless tonight. I just can't stand being alone. I'm gonna have to change that someday. There's a restless feeling in my bones, and I know that at times it just won't go away. So if it's all the same, honey, I can't take the blame, babe. I can't play your game, honey. What's true is true. And if in the end the temptation wears you thin, honey, I'll just pretend. I'll leave it up to you. The one thing I know, that when I turn out the light, visions of you, dear, dance in the night. I've been put down, pushed around, apprehended and led downtown, and I can't help it if I'm full of fire. But the one thing I know, that when I turn out the light, visions of you, dance in the night. I've been put down, pushed around, apprehended and led downtown, and I can't help it if I'm out of sight.
Normally where people clap or boo or something like that.
Throw things that they are at home.
At home they're clapping and booing.
Well, Jerry, you want to do your tune?
Oh, no.
I don't want to play it.
I dare you to play this song, Jerry Douglas.
Okay. Get around that one.
Thank you.
That was Jerry's song called Union House Branch.
I love that
we like to call it Union Branch House.
I love that you guys bring your own audience. Awesome.
We go everywhere we go. We're going to do a tune now that was written by one of my favorite songwriters, Gillian Welch. And it's called Wouldn't Be So Bad. It's a kind of a brand new one of hers. Dan, what did you have for breakfast today?
Well, you know, this morning for breakfast, I had... Actually, I played internet poker for breakfast this morning, and it was very fun. No.
Big bowl.
Very low calorie. Very...
Well, we're going to do a tune that's not on this record that Dan's going to sing for you.
The only one I know. I'm going to do it twice.
Constant sorrow all through his day. I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I born and raised.
six long years I've been in trouble, but no pleasure here on earth I found. For in this world I'm bound to ramble, I have no friends to help me now. He has no friends.
It's Morning Becomes Eclectic at 89.9 KCRW. And a set of music in our studios this morning, Alison Krauss and Union Station, and Dan congratulating himself at the end of that song.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Dan. You're welcome.
Good job. That song, of course, was on the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, right?
Absolutely, yes.
How did that come about? Before we talk about this new album, you just finished up singing that song. Everybody getting really excited about it here. How did that come about that you guys ended up recording that song?
We were approached to do some of the music on the soundtrack, and while we were there, they had yet to... While we were at the tryouts, they had yet to cast George Clooney's voice, and our manager mentioned that I might be a candidate in right place, right time.
Good singer.
Yay, Dan.
Yeah. He's a good singer.
No, he's a great, great singer. I'm just interested to know how that all worked out. It's kind of interesting, you know, how things can happen like that. As you said, right place, right time.
That's... Right place, right time, kind man, good people, great food. What am I trying to say?
Let's
all singer.
Of that.
Yeah. Let's talk about this new album. We talked at the beginning before you guys played the first set of music that it's something like a dozen records, 11 or 12. Nobody's quite sure or admitting to one or two of them. But when did you guys actually first come together?
Oh, the band started in 84. And then you know, it changed through the years. Barry and I have been playing together for the last 15, and Ron's been with us. Oh, geez, yeah. On the 11th was 14 years, and Dan, I'm trying to remember, is it 10 or 11?
It's 11.
11 years, and then...
Yeah, it's 11 in June.
And Jerry's almost, what, 8? Leaving. Hasn't been that long.
No, it's been
what
like
is
six,
it?
6 or 7
no,
years.
No, 7. It's 7.
It feels like 8.
No, it's 7.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, not bad.
It feels like 2.
For me, it's been 6.
It's
just 6. It's 6. 98.
Not true.
So how have How have things evolved over that period of time? You know, when we first met a little bit earlier on this morning, Allison, I was telling you about somebody, a friend of mine, turning me onto your music about 10 years or so ago back in Woodstock. And you're saying, geez, I hope we got better, because things were a little bit different. I mean, I thought the music was great back then as well. I know you were just being a little self-effacing. But, how have things shifted? Because the music has changed and evolved through the years, hasn't it?
Oh, boy, we've met a lot of different songwriters, and I guess, you know, just because you're getting older, I mean, we've made a lot of those, records. We were pretty young. And I think, you know, just as you, your tastes change and your voice is going to change a little bit, and Barry?
Yeah.
That was a big help.
He helped me, yeah.
What she said. Exactly. I mean, you think about, we started, or at least I started in the band when I was 20, and not just musically, but I mean, you think about how different you are between 20 and, say, 25, at least, if not now 35.
You have less hair.
As she said, your tastes change. We get better at figuring out what suits this band and individually get better at your own playing and singing, and just branch out a little bit more as you get older. You know, you have different interests and things that you want to try. I mean, you, a lot of times, at least I was, especially when I was younger, a little more tunnel visioned when it came to music. So as you get older, things kind of broaden out a little bit, and you insert that in your own music.
And I was the opposite. As you get older, you want to try less. Then what?
Like I said,
trying musically.
Never, never
Barry
mind.
Was the other way. I was the other way.
Okay, I dare you to ask another question.
Well, I got one. Here it is. I'm going to follow up on that one, first of all, and say that, obviously the band was known much more as a bluegrass band at the beginning, and the sound has evolved to include other styles of music, hasn't it?
You know, I think we... Yeah, it has. I guess it's stretched more that way. But at the beginning, we were always, you know, criticized for not being a traditional bluegrass band and being labeled bluegrass at all. We often caught a lot of criticism for that. But we've always tried to do different types of material that would be new, new for us.
One more question. Before we get back to the last set of music, where did the songs come from?
Boy, a lot of these tunes were written by people we know, and through the years we've gotten to know a lot of songwriters, and I tend to go there first, or they send stuff while they write it, and we collect it. But Robert Lee Castleman wrote Restless, which is the first song we did, and we'll be doing, I guess, a couple more of his in this next go-round. Gillian Welch wrote that one we did, and we've got a Woody Guthrie song that Dan recorded on the record. So it's just kind of, I collect them as we go, and the guys will bring in stuff. But I usually keep a list of things that I hear over the years, and sometimes we'll hold on to something for, I don't know how many years. We knew about Pastures of Plenty for forever, and we're hoping, I was always hoping someday to get to record it, and it ended up on this record.
Well, I'm going to throw it back to you guys. You got another four songs. I think we can probably squeeze them in. It's Alison Krauss and Union Station. The new CD is out today, and a big tour about to start as well. We'll tell people about that at the end. We'll come back and give away some copies of the CD as well. But right now, another set from the band live on When It Becomes Eclectic.
Tomorrow here today, just in case.
gets along. It's time to be on my own. Gone tomorrow, here today, just in case you got something to say. I'll be leaving with the rest of goodbye.
Was a song written by a lady named Sarah Siskin, who's she's probably not 25 yet, and I met her in Nashville, Tennessee. She's originally from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I met her this year, and she gave me a CD through a friend of mine, and that song was on there, and I really liked it a lot. And we'd like to feature Dan on a song now that Woody Guthrie made up many years ago, and this is Pastures of Plenty.
Get it, Ronnie.
Well, it's always we ram this river and die. All along your green valleys I work till I die. Pastures of plenty must always be free. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from the Grand Coulee Dam where the waters run down. Every state we past your cross. And it's on up north to Oregon to gather your hogs. Dig the beet from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine. Just a place on your table that lights sparkling wine. Must always be free.
Ran out of breath.
It was good.
Whoo-wee.
Pastures aplenty.
Way to go.
Plenty of pasture.
It's very quiet in here, I noticed.
It's a little odd. There's nothing like awkward silence. Yes, we'd like to do for you now a couple of songs that were written by R.L. Castleman, who's originally from West Virginia and drove a truck for a while, and the guy who wrote Restless, and there are a couple of kind of negative songs. We don't want to do anything that's going to make anybody feel good, so we got a couple of negative things we want to bring everybody down before we say goodbye.
We're going to get a good tune.
The morning becomes more in tune. That was funny, wasn't it? I think that was funny. You liked it. Thank you. Phew, I'm sweating.
Where else do you get good live tuning?
You just can't get that anywhere.
That's a lot of good live tuning on the radio, like you should. There should be more of this. It's what radio's missing, is the...
It's the live tuning.
Oh, but it sounds so much better when it's in tune.
All right.
Oh. Perfect.
Woo!
Sometimes I wonder where you're coming from when you roll in like thunder just to turn around and run. It's a good thing I don't need you to stay. You smell like moonlight and early morning rain. Pray tell the fool I'd surrender to your pain, or find a cure for your decay. You're at your best with an ache in your chest and that worn out old song that you play. Betray. I don't know the answer, but I know who to blame. You can choose the dancer, you can choose the flame. I think you'll find they're one in the same. It doesn't have to be this way. Thank you. good friend. I don't know the answer, but I know who to blame. Pray tell the fool might surrender to your pain. It's a good thing I don't need you to stay. Have to be this way.
All right.
Hey, listen, guys, we're getting a little tight for time, so what I want to do is do our giveaways, say our thank yous, and then let you play out for us. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Okay, I don't know if you have to tune up again or anything, but do it now while we're doing this, if you do. Okay. My thanks to Alison Krauss and Union Station for coming in today, to Katrinka Sojam at Rounder Records, to Bernie Valuti, the band's engineer, Ray Guan, our sound engineer, Delphine Simonis, our sound intern. Special thanks to Matt Malmquist and John Lewis, and to Paul Shapiro, our production assistant in studio. Ariana Morganson is producer of Morning Becomes Eclectic, and tomorrow John Spencer will lead the blues explosion in the 11 o'clock hour. We have 5 autographed copies of Alison's new CD. It's called Restless. They're available for our subscribers right now. If you've not won anything from us in the last 90 days, call us with your member number at 310-883-7700. These CDs are available to our subscribers only, and it is first come, first served. Again, it's a copy of the new CD from Alison Krauss and Union Station. Give us a call now at 310-883-7700. Now, I know you guys have got a couple of performances on The Tonight Show later on this week, and then you're heading out on tour as well.
Yes.
Good luck out there. Thanks again for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll let you finish off the program for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I left home when I was 17. I just grew tired of falling down. I'm sure I was told up the road would be all I found. And all the answers that I started with turned out questions in the end. The years rolled on by, just like the sky, the road never ends. And the people who love me still ask me, when are you coming back to town? And I answer, quite frankly, they stop building roads. God needs his gravity to hold me down. Thank you.
And the people who love me still ask me, when are you coming back to town? And I answer, quite frankly, they stop building roads. There ain't no more highways to be found. And I answer, quite frankly, they stop building roads. And all God needs is gravity to hold me down.